Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Future NFL Scout. I'm your host, Thomas Coletta, and today we're going to be talking about FSU cornerback Azariah Thomas. So, this was his first year as a full-time starter for the Noles. He had a really good year, even though FSU didn't. He had a really good individual year, and now he's being talked about as a potential first, second-round pick. I've seen some mocks that really that have him as high as number 17, which would be awesome for him, you know, to really go high and get drafted this year. I also wanted to talk a little bit about his strengths and weaknesses too. So with his RA, he's great size. You know, he's 6'1", 198 pounds, and he's really the ideal size for an outside NFL cornerback. And I mean, I think really this year he showed off like how he can dominate with his physical attributes. And he's good at man, he's good at zone. I think he's a really good press corner too. And I think he showed that all throughout the season. And I saw an interesting stat where it was about 9% of the time where he was in coverage, the ball would be thrown at him. And I'm pretty sure he led the country in that, which is like really dang impressive. He's really physical. He doesn't really show any fear to tackle. And sometimes that can be a problem with corners, especially smaller guys. They might not be as willing to tackle, but he is definitely a willing tackler, and he's willing to be physical. He doesn't also seem to be as much of a big ego guy either. I think he's a really good team player. You know, he's not a big, doesn't seem like the biggest trash talker in the world. He doesn't seem like a diva. He's a good leader, but like a lead by example type guy. Personality-wise, he kind of reminds me of Stephon Gilmore a little bit. Just, like, I'm going to let my game do the talking. Not that necessarily I think they're, you know, their play style is extremely similar. But I think their character is similar in terms of that. I think he's great ball skills. There was a game last year where the quarterback tried to throw the ball away, and he'd go up and just toe taps on the sideline and picks it off, which was really impressive. I think sometimes, even though he is a willing tackler, sometimes he's not the best at taking the correct angles. And yeah, and sometimes, like, I think if he could work on his footwork a little more, then he'd really set himself up for success, especially since receivers at the next level are a lot faster and have a, you know, their routes are sharper and all that stuff. But I mean, every prospect has their strengths and weaknesses, but I think the pros for him just outweigh all the cons. And if I'm a team really towards the end of the first round or beginning of the second, I would love to pick him because I think he's an absolute steal. And it's a heavy cornerback class, and most, I feel like in most drafts, he'd probably be like a top three corner guy. But because of highly loaded this corner class, like you have Travis Hunter, Will Johnson, like these really good cornerback prospects, it kind of pushes them down a little bit. And yeah, but I definitely I would give him a first round grade, and I expect him to be an impact player at the next level. Get him a little bit of technique development, and some IQ, football IQ, in terms of angles, which angles to take and which not to take. I think that would really do a lot of work for his game. And if he can go to a team that's pretty good at developing corners, then I think that would be great for him and his career. And this is a guy that could end up being a CB1 for the next 10 years if put in the right situation and develops correctly. So, yeah, that's just kind of my quick breakdown of FSU corner Azariah Thomas. He's a beast, and whatever team drafts him will be very, very lucky. So I'm just going to pray us out real quick. Dear God, just thank you for this opportunity to have this podcast and talk about FSU corner Azariah Thomas. I pray that you're with him as he goes through this draft process and that he would just rely on you. And God, I pray to whoever's listening out there that they would just hone in on you, Lord, and you just give them the strength to follow their passions. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to Future NFL Scout. I'm your host, Thomas Coletta, and I hope you have a great day. See ya.